The second process was then the assessment of the report by the breast surgeon review group. So three surgeons from the steering committee were then chosen to look at the individual surgeons who would fall out outside of the normal thresholds. And at that stage, the review group may request further data and analysis from the audit staff to make sure that the data was clean and that there weren't any particular issues that relate to the type of practice that the surgeon had. I mean, it may be possible that there are some surgeons who have very few patients that are referred to them with screen-detected lesions, and they have a predominantly symptomatic practice, which will obviously influence some of the figures. So if there is any clear justification for variation, then further action is required. And then case is then reported to the full council of breast surgeons, but again, de-identified.